Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Whether you're working 9 to 5 today or taking it easy, you've got your radio tuned into Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey Buzz, you're on WGN. Good morning.
As soon as we dim the lights, they buzz and it's driving me crazy.
He'll make you laugh.
Your name is Buzz and you have a buzz.
He'll make your house happy.
You have LED bulbs and you have a non-universal dimmer, which is why it's buzzy.
And he might make you a little crazy.
Buzz, buzz.
The only thing he won't make you is breakfast. So go whip up some pancakes, pour yourself some coffee. Just keep that radio tuned in here to the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
And good morning. Whoa, good morning, everybody. It's Dave Plyer in for Lou Manfredini, live from the Allstate Skyline Studios on House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN. Lindsay, good morning to you. Whoop. Do I have you up here? Hold on. There we go. No, I can't hear you.
I think what? I'm talking into the mic. Wrong.
There you go. Come on, how many times have you done this?
I'm up early this.
Not awake. Not quite awake yet. Okay. All right. So, joining me, because every time I say I'm going to host this show, I have friends and family that go that kind of question me and go, "Yeah, you don't know how to fix anything." Which is totally true. Like, wait, who are you going to call people through the whole show? Like, yeah, well, I do have those resident experts in here, and that's Mike Holmes from Creative Carpentry Remodelers and Jim Sullivan from Tate Enterprises. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I was thinking about this today. Like, yeah. You have the perfect name to be like a fix-it guy, Dave Plyer.
Dave Plyer.
I know, right?
Oh, I mean, I get that all the time. I need a pair of pliers. Go get your wife. Go get your son.
Yeah, you're not Dave Duct Tape. You're not Dave Hammer.
No.
You're Dave Plyer.
I am Dave Plyer. That's exactly right. But no, I can't fix a damn thing. No, I can do the basics. I can do the very basics, but then I really do have to call in the experts. And I listen to Lou a lot, so I have a clue of what's going on.
You just don't have time.
I just don't have time.
Answer your house, will he?
He will not come to my house. No, he'll answer a random email now and then, but he will not come to my house. You guys, and this has been a tradition for years, but you guys have been doing this forever. Mike, I'm going to start with you. Like, how did you start getting involved with Lou and WGN? It was before Lou, wasn't it? If I remember.
Actually, I had dinner with Lou one night.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Milt Rosenberg needing a contractor.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
To do the show. So I did it with him. Hang on. We got a.
There you go.
Function. And before I got home from dinner with him, he already had it all set up. So I did the show with Milt. And a couple weeks later, Milt asked me to come back. And then after that, Lou started asking me to fill in. And it's been. At least 18 years. It's probably been.
That's wild. Yeah that's
wow.
Fabulous. I know, right?
Yeah. I don't think I realized.
I knew there was a lot of history there. Yeah. Well, you look great.
You just tell everybody that because they're not actually seeing me.
Jim, what about I'm you? Much like, younger than Mike, so yeah, I have not been doing this for quite so
almost
long.
Almost his little brother, exactly. 6 years. So how'd you get started?
Yeah, I got started. Actually, I connected with Lou through NARI, which is the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. And Lou actually came and spoke to one of our meetings, and I connected with him there. And then from there, I did three segments on his TV show for House Smarts TV. We did three segments, one on how to install crown molding. It was a piece on whether homeowners should try and attempt some of these projects. And one of them was crown molding. We did another one, which was wainscoting. And I don't remember what the third one was. So actually, him and I worked together on a couple of projects. And then from there, Lindsay contacted me and asked if I'd help out on the radio.
So you know what you're doing.
I didn't get to do the television because I have a face for radio.
Yeah, you do. But you know what? You are on WGNRadio.com because there's cameras facing you everywhere. Where did the camera go? Oh, they moved it over there. There you go.
Actually, I was
Mike's
on some
coming.
Your
Move that camera.
Yeah, now it's got the back of your head,
yeah,
Mike.
See the back of it.
Just what you want. So tell us a little bit about your companies, Mike.
I've been in business for over 30 years. We're primarily residential, but we do commercial remodeling also. And actually, we're looking into launching a new division of what we call DIY Assist, which kind of helps homeowners who want to do it themselves. And we've kind of
what about the homeowners that don't want to do it themselves, like
we'll
myself?
We'll do that.
Okay, you'll do,
we
that,
do
too?
That too.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
So, well, you know, there's a big pool out there of people who either want to save the money or they enjoy doing it. And I'm sure that's part of Lou's show is people who like to do some of the work themselves. So we'll see what happens.
So you're providing some resources, some education
exactly.
on some
it's
of that
basically
stuff.
Basically consulting, resourcing kind of thing.
Interesting. Very cool. How about you, Jim? Hello. Where's that coming from? Hello?
We've been hacked.
Obviously. What is happening there? Lindsay, are you jamming out in there?
So I've been... Tate Enterprises, my company, we've been around for 25 years.
Okay.
I've been doing it since 96. My father-in-law actually started the business, and then I guess you could say I sort of married into it.
Yeah, cool.
But, yeah, we do mostly residential, kitchens, bathrooms, home additions, things like that, mostly in the western suburbs. I have a very small market that I work within.
Very cool. And what's your websites, Mike?
CreativeCarpentry.net.
TateEnt.com.
There you go. And we'll mention that again throughout the show. So this is the time of year, really, that, you know, everyone's trying to get those last-minute projects done, at least outside, you know, before the crappy weather hits.
And Thanksgiving,
right.
I'm already getting calls about that.
Really?
We need this done before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Because they know sometimes, I mean, when you're hiring somebody, that it's you're not going to come tomorrow. You're booked. You got some things going on.
Some people believe you're just sitting and waiting for their
phone
call.
I'd like to believe that. Yeah, I'd like to believe that it could happen tomorrow, but I know it doesn't. But yeah, Thanksgiving's that mile marker on here, but what a crappy weekend to try to do anything outdoors. It's going to be pretty rainy all weekend. So you can clean out your garage. You can do some stuff inside the house.
Or
right?
just sit inside with a cup of coffee.
There you go. There you go.
I always think that this is a time of year when you really, it's like crunch time, right? Now is the time where you got to start to remember, hey, that window that was really drafty last year all winter long. Like,
that you never blew off all summer.
This is like crunch time, you know, before we hit the really cold weather and all those problems that you thought that you had fixed during the summer that you didn't do. Now's the time you got to get that.
Got to get on it.
Yeah.
That caulking needs to be done before it starts freezing.
Exactly. Yeah. Storm door needs to be replaced, whatever.
Exactly.
Broken glass, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, this is it. This is crunch time.
Good time to get it going. Good time to get it going. All right, we're going to take the first call after the break here, 312-981-7200. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give away to the first caller an ABT gift card, pleasing people since 1936. You can visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. It's a $50 value. I'm going to do that for Lou's first call, 312-981-7200. Hey, come out and enjoy Lou Manfredini at Fox Home Center in Alsip. He'll be broadcasting live on Saturday, October 20th from 7 to 10. It's always a good time at the broadcast from Fox Home Center. Enjoy live music plus breakfast and refreshments. And the first 300 attendees get a goodie bag from Fox Home Center and their partners. There's also giveaways throughout the show, too. Fox Home Center is located at 11150 South Cicero in Elsip with plenty of free parking. And visit the WGNradio.com/events page for more details. And we'll see you on October 20th at Fox Home Center. This hour is sponsored by Ace Hardware. Again, we'll take the first call, 312-981-7200, after this on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you. And for Lou here on 720 WGN, it's House Smarts Radio with our experts here in studio. I forgot to tell you, we got a couple of guests coming up this morning, too. It is Steve Greenberg. I don't know if you know this guy. He's the gadget guy and innovation insider. Did I get that right? He's the gadget guy. right?
Gadget guy.
Gadget guy. He appears on the WGN Morning News at Today Show. He'll be talking to us about smart connected homes. So a little bit about, you know, thermostats and security and things that you can be doing and controlling right off your iPhone. And although it sounds complicated to some people, it really isn't. And so he's going to share that information with us. We also have a new Tolu 2 coming up. And then later at about 9:15, we've got Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill talking about the maintenance of your grill and what you need to do to get ready for colder weather, because grilling is year-round. And then sometime in that half hour, we're going to give away a Weber Q grill as well, which is a great tailgating grill. So we will do that as well. And it's time for Lou's first call, and let's do that now. Barb, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning to you, and welcome to the show, I guess.
Thank you. What's your question, Barb?
I listen to it every Saturday.
Awesome.
I have a question about gutter cleaning, okay? Now, my husband is 63 years old. Gets up on a metal ladder and uses a hose to flush out the leaves and stuff. Is that a safe thing to do?
I'm not a fan of it. There's a lot of products out there that will keep most of those leaves out of the gutters. I also don't love to use water in cleaning gutters, because if you don't get most of it out, you're washing it into the downspout, and depending on how your downspouts are draining,
push
all that debris straight under the ground, and that's really hard to get out. So I would recommend, at this point, I would recommend looking into some gutter guard kind of solution, so that gutter cleaning doesn't have to be done as often or at all.
And there's some pretty elaborate solutions out there, but then there's some basic ones, too, where you can just put...
There's some covers. I mean, yeah. If he's still comfortable on a ladder, there's plenty that you can go and install yourself.
63. I'm not comfortable with it.
Yeah, I'm 50,
like my
and
wife.
I'm not comfortable with it. But
another thing, too, I want to tell you, we have a large window in our living room, and when I opened the blinds, he was up on the ladder, and he was wearing a T-shirt that said, it was printed, "I do all my own stunts."
I like that.
I said, "What the? Are you thinking?"
Well, 63 is not old, but I can see just planning for the future, making
please
sure.
Please not say 63 is old.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, 63
is not old.
Do everything.
Yeah.
But this thing he's doing, I don't feel is very safe.
You know, I understand the situation. Not all these gutter guards are really good. You know, some of them are pretty bad, actually. But if
now, is that the solution you pour in?
No, the gutter guards.
They're covers.
Yeah, there's some that are like a foam and everything just sticks in them. I mean, there's some that are bad. But if he's going to do it by hand, I wouldn't use the hose, because what he's doing is potentially blowing water up underneath the shingles, too, if he's not careful. I would just say to go, you know, what I would do is take a bucket, and I just take handfuls out and put it in a bucket and empty the bucket and do it that way. You get a little bit more control of what's going on the ladder, too, because with the hoses sometimes...
And the water, yeah.
Yeah. So...
Okay.
All right, Barb, listen, I got a ABT gift card for you for $50, so...
thank you.
After he's done cleaning out the gutters, go buy him
thank
something.
Thank you for that information. I thought I was right.
All right. Thanks, Barb. I appreciate the call. All right. We'll be taking more of your calls next. 312-981-7200. You're listening to House Sports Radio on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Plyer in for Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN, along with our experts taking your calls, your questions, your problems, your issues, your text. 312-981-7200 is the number. We've got another caller here, Stacy from Barrington. Stacy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to be putting on a new cedar shake roof. It's a 65 square foot roof, and we've been getting estimates. We had heard that you should have a standoff layer to let the cedar breathe, but the three other roofers that we've called said they don't do that. So we're just wondering, is that something that should be done, a standoff layer with the cedar shake roof?
Yeah, it's a that's a really good question. It's really interesting. So in the old days, that is exactly the way they would do it. They would put a standoff. And what that actually did is it provided ventilation under the cedar so that the cedar could dry out, which in turn would make the roof last longer. Quite honestly, hardly anybody does it anymore. It's just cedar shakes are really installed today, kind of mostly like asphalt shingles are, which is, you know, they're applied directly over a felt paper or synthetic felt or whatever. The downside is it's not going to last as long. You know, depending on how long you're going to live in the house, you might get another, you know, 3 to 4 years out of the roof if the standoffs were installed. The other downside to the standoffs, so I will say this, is walking on it, you can cause a lot of damage. And so if you are the kind of person that does go on your roof from time to time, you might consider not using the standoffs.
All right. Well, they don't want to install it, the ones we got now. And the price range is like $65,000 to $73,000. Does that sound reasonable?
Cedar? Yeah, cedar pricing right now. All building materials are a commodity, so cedar pricing right now is outrageous.
Really expensive.
Cedar is high right now.
It is really outrageous. A lot of people are considering other options just because of the cost of cedar right now.
And how late can you put on the roof before winter? Can they put them on during the winter?
Oh yeah, yeah. They'll do, as long as there's no snow on it. They'll do roofs all year long. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Do you recommend anybody in particular?
I'm out of the western suburbs, so I'm not sure where you are, but
Barrington.
I don't know if my guy goes that far, but we use a company called Woodridge Enterprises. They're very, very good. They kind of specialize in specialty roofs, copper, slate, and cedar as well.
Woodridge Enterprises?
Yeah, Woodridge Enterprises is a company.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for
good
the call, Stacey. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. All right, Diane, you're on 720 WGN calling from Fox Lake this morning. What's your question?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I bought a house that was built in the 50s, and I have a wonderful boiler heating system. But I also have zone heating, and 2 out of 3 of the thermostats need to be replaced. Can I replace one at a time, or do I need to replace all 3?
You should be able to do one at a time, but it all depends on how they interconnect with the boiler also. But this is not my area of expertise, but I believe that you're able to do individually, but in some cases when they're interconnected, they talk back and forth, I believe. So you might have to do them both. Your best bet is to just get your contractor out there, your HVAC contractor out there, and have him take a look at it and see what needs to be done.
All right. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Thanks, Diane.
Bye-bye.
So I have to thank, as you know, hungry guys in here for 3 hours, and Lindsay as well, as we're helping folks with their fix-it needs. Holtz from Park Ridge has sent over a really nice breakfast. And as a tradition, when I fill in for Lou, we always do a Bloody Mary bar of some sort. And those will be coming in shortly. But we wanted to thank Holtz of Park Ridge for doing that. And we'll talk to them in a little while. They're at Holtz Park Ridge. com. Good stuff, though, guys. Huh?
Very good.
Yeah, keep
very
it going. Let's see here. We got a text coming in. I have things from Hickory Nut on my bluestone front covered porch from squirrels eating. Is there a good way to remove them?
That black staining, probably.
I was going to say, I don't know.
It's
what.
Diane.
Yeah. I was thinking blower right off
on?
The bat.
I have things from Hickory Nut on my bluestone front covered porch.
Okay. My guess would be to just try a pressure washer. Not too much pressure, but try a pressure washer. Because I have the same problem just on concrete, and I use a pressure washer, and it cleans it pretty well without destroying anything.
Just a basic pressure washer.
I'm always reluctant to use chemicals, especially like bluestone. If you use something wrong, you might discolor it a little bit, and then it's going to look funny that way.
How about wet and forget? Somebody just texted me.
I'm not sure. You could try it. It wouldn't hurt, I suppose, but that's really more for mildew.
It is, okay.
And mold and that.
Okay.
So this is a stain from the nut.
Gotcha. 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open. Laverne, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm calling because I am distressed. I have this dining room table, and someone spilled alcohol on it. The table spinach is so dark brown till sometimes it looks black. And they spill alcohol on it.
Mm. What kind of alcohol are we talking about?
Like white alcohol.
Oh, like white alcohol. Gotcha. Okay. Lindsay?
Well, Laverne, I can step in for Lou here, which is not very often, but I do know that he would recommend a product called Howard's Restore a Finish.
Okay. Yes.
It'll restore the wood. It helps with scratches. It helps with. I can't tell you it's going to 100% take it away, but it comes in different shades. One here, I think, is called Ebony Brown, which sounds to be the one that the one that you would need for your dark stain. And then get some quadruple steel wool and go with the grain.
Listen to you learning stuff.
I know.
It's so funny because I was sitting here thinking.
Learning.
It's funny because I was sitting here thinking, Lindsay, this is a question for Lindsay.
That's wonderful. That's awesome.
Thanks
you
for coming,
Lindsay.
You
have a good
Lindsay.
Morning.
Thanks, Laverne.
Okay, you as well.
All right,
thank
take care,
you.
Dear. Look at you, man. You got to learn something on this show. How long have you been doing this, for God's sake?
I mean, it's embarrassing how much I don't know. I've been here for over 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
Products I'm pretty good with.
Okay.
It's like when they ask anything, like any processes is when I'm...
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right, Pat, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning to you.
Good morning. My call is about I'm putting in a Four Seasons room. It'll have a crawl space under it. And I'm wondering if they suggested a mini split to heat and cool the room. And I have no clue if that's the right thing. I've got a quote for a 12,000 and one for an 18,000 BTUs. It's a 15 by 15 room. Is this an option, or is there another option for me to heat and cool this room? Do you know anything about these mini splits?
Yep. My recommendation, it sounds like the right way to go. The challenge is that room, because there's more glass, because there's not as much insulation in the walls and so on and so forth, it will not be controlled very well by the home, by the existing home's furnace or air conditioner, because I'm going to guess it's far away from the furnace. And the control for that furnace is usually centrally located in your house, like the existing mm-hmm. furnace, the control for it, you know, usually in your family room or dining room or whatever, wherever the thermostat is. So when you build on a room like this, you either have to increase the size of your furnace to take on the additional square footage, but you still may not have great control over that room, or you're better off putting in a split system in there that will moderate that room and give you the temperature that you're looking for in that room without question, because it's got its own thermostat in there. And a small system is probably the most efficient way to do it, as opposed to upsizing your existing furnace.
You also have this situation where if it's on your home furnace, you're heating and cooling it all the time, where if you put it on its own system, then if you're not using in the dead of winter, you don't use the space, you're not heating it for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it would be the best to basically have its own system.
And should this be installed by a licensed heating and cooling person?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, it should, so because they're sized.
So you can just go to Home Depot and buy one.
I mean, Home Depot may sell them. I'm not quite sure about that. But with that said, they're sized specifically for the space. So if the room is, you know, 800 square feet, the unit would be sized appropriately for that based on, and again, there's several calculations that are done in there, but it's based on how many windows are in the room, what the expected heat loss of the room is, and all this kind of stuff. So there's some calculations that go into there that should be considered. So I wouldn't recommend just buying one and throwing one in.
Also, depending if it's electric or gas, that's all hardwired or piped in. So that's not something a homeowner typically would do.
Ah, okay. Yep. Okay. So for a 15 by 15 room, which would be about, what, 225 square feet, 12,000 BTUs or 15,000 BTUs, it's going to be all glass.
There, I wish I could answer that. There's
a whole formula.
People go to school for this. People that are in the HVAC business, they go to school for this, and it's the calculations is all done through the system called ASHRAE, not ASHTRAE, but ASHRAE. And there's a whole calculation that goes into it. And I would hate to give you the wrong information, but I would consult with a reputable HVAC company and let them size it for you for sure.
Your plus calculations aren't just the cubic foot of the space, but you also have glass that you have to consider, and the amount of insulation. There's a whole lot into the formula. It's not just 1, 2, 3 and you're done. You have to consider everything.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
Thanks for the call, Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. All right. 847, I got a quick text for you here. My hardwood floors finish wore off, and I think it's because it's a water-based finish. When I have the floor sanded and refinished, which product is more durable? That's Dave from Long Grove.
I mean, to be honest with you, it's hard to find anybody who's using oil-based finishes anymore. I have a belief that probably in another 10 years, we're going to have oil-based finish is going to be like lead paint. And that is, if you're sanding it, taking off old oil-based finish or whatever, you're going to have to be protected and clear the house and all that kind of stuff. Everybody uses water-based finish now. They say that the finish is harder. Doesn't mean that it's stronger. It just means that it's harder, right? Nail polish is really hard also, but it also chips off your finger pretty easily. So I kind of think of it that way. So the answer to the question is you're probably going to have water-based finish again, and it is what it is.
Yeah, but you'll have to put on more layers of water-based to equal the oil-based, because the oil-based you can put a thicker coat on than you can with water-based.
Okay. Yeah, hope that answers your question, Dave. All right, we got a new new to Lou 2 coming up next. It was a new to Lou, a new to Lou 2 coming up. And we're going to be taking more of your calls and texts, 312-981-7200 on House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN. All right, Dave Plyer in for Lou this morning on House Smarts Radio, along with our experts here on 720 WGN. We got a new Noodaloo 2 this morning, Lindsay, huh?
That's right.
And our man, he did a little of this in advance for us, didn't he?
Well, yeah, he just, wanted to give a shout out to our friendly sponsors.
I love that. And it's paint behind. Let's take a listen.
Our Noodaloo 2 is brought to you by ComEd, powering lives.
Ever try to paint behind a toilet? Or how about paint behind a radiator? You just always wish your hand was a little thinner. Should have laid off those cookies. Well, this week's new to Lou 2 will let you eat all the cookies you want and keep your hand the way it is. It's called, wait for it, Paint Behind. Paint Behind is a straight-edge painting tool that's designed to cover every bit of wall with paint, even those impossible-seeming spaces like behind a toilet, radiator, or large appliances. The redesigned paintbrush is slim and flat to lay flush against surfaces for both better access and better paint coverage. And its packaging doubles as a perfectly sized paint tray, too. A Paint Behind starter kit goes for $19.99 and a refill pack with two removable paint pads goes for $11.99. You can find out more at paintbehind.com, and I'll put that link and a picture up on Lou's Facebook page if you want to see what it is we're talking about. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
That is the worst area to paint, though, obviously, so what a great solution.
Well, so Lou, we were talking about this, and he said this isn't like the newest product. He said he's seen other things, and maybe Mike and Jim, you've seen other things similar to this.
We've seen a lot of things.
Yeah. So, but he met this woman at the Ace Show, and he said that she was so excited about it, and she was such a nice woman. And then I was telling him how I really, I'm one of those lazy people who I just can't get behind the toilet, or I painted my daughter's room, and I didn't take one of the full length mirrors off the wall.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, come on.
I was lazy. And so, I don't think it's that thin that it would have fit behind the mirror. But my point is that this will, it's kind of a nice thing to have handy. And it's $20. So, throw it in your kit, and then you don't have to worry about that.
My son's toothbrush rolled underneath the sink, and when I got down there, I looked underneath the sink and saw that it was unpainted underneath there.
And
that happens all the time. It aggravated the crap out of me because I'm pretty anal retentive.
You people, that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you used your son's toothbrush to paint there.
That would be horrible. That would be horrible. But you're right. It's not new, but if there's, it comes with an applicator handle, two paint pads, a disposable paint tray. So, I mean, if you haven't taken care of that area and you got some extra paint, maybe that's a good time to go
and
do that on a rainy weekend.
Nice people are nice.
Of course.
Support them.
And
so,
that is Paint Behind.
And paintbehind.com.
There you go. I'm going to take this call here real quick. Roberta, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning.
Well, hello, Mr. Pryor.
Good morning. Now I know which Roberta this is. Good morning, Roberta.
I'm listening to the show this morning, and I always listen, and I go, oh, my God, now Dave is Mr. Fix-It. And I was shocked because I know you don't know how to fix anything.
That's totally true.
That's true.
I am faking it.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. We're going to hang up now.
You're doing a good job, a very good job.
You know, Roberta, what's really funny is I said at the beginning of the show that everybody says that when they know I'm hosting this morning's show. I think your radio's on. You got to turn your radio down, dear.
Who, me? No, my radio's not on.
Are we echoing?
We are.
Oh, let me just fix this here. Yeah.
I know better.
All right. But anyway, all right. But you know what? My friends, my family, my own father said, what? You're hosting this show? And I'm like, well, okay, I got these two great guys with me. They're going to take care of you.
Yes, but you're doing a good job, and I just see you everywhere now. And
that's awesome.
I just want to tell the people, you were the first person that I was a stay-at-home mom, came back to work, and 2 weeks from now, it'll be 30 years ago.
That we worked together? Seriously?
Yes, that you hired me.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. That was at, Musicland.
Yes, it was.
On Forest Preserve Drive in Norridge.
Yes.
If you remember what music and records were.
Yes.
Vaguely.
Didn't we sell
Didn't we
sell incense too? I think we sold some incense, eight track tapes.
No, but rented videos.
Yeah,
too.
We rented videos.
And
yeah,
Betty
we did.
Was the queen of that department.
You're so sweet.
I just had dinner with her two nights ago.
Oh, that's sweet. Say hello to her for me, will you please?
I will, and I just want to tell you, you have really done a great job with your life.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet of you.
I knew you in your 20s and kind of have watched you and followed you, and I just wanted to say you're doing a good job.
That's so sweet. That's so sweet. Roberta, thanks for the call.
Okay, Dave.
All
bye.
Right. Take care. Man, I'm glad I called her yesterday and asked her to call up and make that call.
Yeah, that was nice.
Give her an ABT gift card, will you please?
That's a
give
good
her something.
All right, so just
that
to clear
so
the record.
Sweet.
To clear the record, you fix plenty of stuff. Maybe not around the house.
Yeah.
Okay, but you are.
I'm a different type of Mr. Fix It.
I mean, this is what we
from a business perspective.
This is what we do for a living. You do something else for a living.
That's right.
So you fix lots of stuff.
I always feel like when I do the show for Lou that I'm like Ringmaster Ned, though. You know, I'm just taking calls, man, and doing some live spots. But you guys are the experts. No, I appreciate that. All right, and we're going to take more of your calls and texts, 312-981-7200, after the news next on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Plyer in for Lou Manfredini this morning on House Smarts Radio, along with our experts. Why don't you introduce yourself again, guys? Jim? Oh,
sorry, I have a breakfast burrito.
One's having a burrito, one's drinking a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's the way to go on a Saturday morning. Good morning.
Are we working?
You're working right now, yeah. What's going on, guys?
Hi, I'm Jim from Tate Enterprises, remodeling contractor out of Hinsdale.
I'm Mike Holmes, certified remodeler. I'm out of Bolingbrook and do residential and commercial remodeling.
Dave Plyer, I do weekends here, and I can't fix a thing. Thanks for being here, guys. I appreciate it. This hour is sponsored by Fox Home Center and ChevyDriveChicago.com. We've got some more calls and texts coming your way. And you know what I'm going to give away? I'm going to give away, let's see here, how about a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling. The 60-Minute Men, call 855-955-HVAC. And we'll take your calls and text 312-981-7200. Let's take Lori from Elmwood Park. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
How are you? What's your question this morning?
Question is, how often do you have to clean your furnace? Ours hasn't been clean as yet. My son says it doesn't have to be. I say it should be sometime.
I'm a big fan of cleaning your furnace for the main reason that
there's a heat exchanger in there, and where the gas goes in and that flame actually happens, there can develop cracks in there, and those cracks would emit carbon monoxide into your house. So as part of their cleaning, they actually are inspecting that heat exchanger to make sure that that thing is solid and that there's no cracks in it that could be leaking poisonous gases into your house. So I believe it should be cleaned twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall.
Exactly. I agree. It's just regular maintenance and inspection. It's a good thing to do.
What does that usually cost to do something like that?
It's very inexpensive for the most part. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, everybody's different, but it's not a big deal.
I see signs anywhere between $80 to like $120, I think, is pretty standard around here.
Okay.
Well, that's not bad. There are three furnaces in this house. And of course.
They might give you a better price with three, too.
It's a three flat. Yeah. So could you guys suggest somebody to, because we haven't had it cleaned or looked at.
What town are you in?
Me.
I'm sorry, where?
Pardon?
What town are you? Oh, Elmwood Park. She's in Elmwood Park.
I'm happy to give a name of a company. Again, you can call them and see if they'll come to you. I'm not quite sure, but I use Heat Engineering. They're in Countryside. It's possible they would come to you. I'm not sure you could call
them. What is it again?
Heat Engineering.
Heat Engineering. All right. And Lori, stick on the line. Lindsay will take your information. We'll give you a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling.
Wow.
Thanks, Lori. Have a great day.
And you too.
All right. All right. Let's see here. I've got another text here.
I'll add one thing to that as well that people don't often think about. But we have, included in that cleaning service is the replacement of your filters. And it's not uncommon that people will transition from this time of year to running their heat or whatever. And maybe for the past couple of weeks, the furnace hasn't run that much. But now the heat cycle is starting to kick on. And people will complain that, it's just not as warm in here as it felt last year or whatever. But airflow is a huge part of a furnace. And so when the filter is completely gummed up with debris because it hasn't been cleaned or replaced or whatever in, 6 months, 7 months, even sometimes years, you're not getting any airflow.
I was thinking that same thing.
You haven't
changed those filters in years.
Right. So airflow is a huge part of a furnace's efficiency. And if it can't push air through that filter, then you're not going to get as much heat to the
space. But when you go to like an Ace Hardware or True Value and you're looking for your filter, there's different levels, and there's really cheap ones, and then there's some 3M ones that are a lot more expensive, and Filtrete and so forth. Like what do you recommend? I mean, is there a better option, or do any of them really do the job?
They all do the job. The thing is that what's kind of critical is that if you over filter, it's no different than a clog filter. So if there's too much filtration, again, you're choking the system.
Also depends on health issues, on how much you want to refine that. I believe that you don't have to go to the real expensive ones. If you don't have allergies or things like that, you don't have to go to real expensive ones, but change them more often, especially if you have pets, because that hair and fur is going through. So I just buy a big pack of decent enough, but I swap them all the time.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
all right.
For sure.
312-981-7200. Still taking your calls and texts. I got a text here from George and McHenry. Morning, guys. I have an original Pella windows that tilt. I have two larger windows with broken sash cords. I have to use a stick to hold them up in the summer. Everyone wants to sell me new windows, not repair the windows. They're structurally fine. Are there any old-time window people that can help me? Thanks, guys. Great job filling in.
Thank you.
You can check under window restoration, because there's a lot of companies out there now that just do window restoration.
I've got the same problem on a couple windows, and so it doesn't matter what the brand is, right?
Yeah. Okay. No, it doesn't matter. But one thing they could do, they may have already, is call Pella, because Pella does service their product, and they may come out and repair them.
Themselves?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Let's see here. Chris, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
I am great. You got some issues with some woodpeckers, huh?
Yes. We have a two-story home, and it's part of it is stone, part of it's brick, and then we have our second floor is cedar, like cedar planking. mm-hmm. that has been painted. Our house is over 40 years old, probably coming up on 50 years old. Mm-hmm. We've lived here over 15 years, never had a problem. And then this summer, a woodpecker has decided that the back of our house is its buffet, and we don't know why. Or how to stop it.
Because you have some type of insect in the siding. That's what they're going for.
How does it determine that? There are no trees in this section of our backyard.
Yeah.
It's wide open. It gets sun in the afternoon. How does the woodpecker seemingly out of nowhere decide there are bugs in our siding?
I'm not a bird guy, but they can hear that. They land and they can hear the insects inside the wood, and they're when you see the holes, they're going in a line. And that's the cell of the wood, and the insects go in. It's usually ants, and they travel up those cells. They eat those cells. So that woodpecker is hearing them inside, and he's pecking and getting them, and he's having lunch. Really, what you need to do is get a exterminator out there for bugs, and they'll spray the house. Once you get rid of that, then you shouldn't have a problem with the woodpeckers.
Okay, because here I was thinking, telling my husband, can you just go fill it with foam or something so that it stops, but we need an exterminator?
No, you're filling the holes, but you're not solving the problem.
Oh, my gosh. So, because, again, it's painted cedar, and we can't figure out, you know, how it would have gotten, because we don't see any other evidence of bugs or anything.
No, you won't see it because they're inside the wood.
Oh, rats. Okay. So, an exterminator.
Exterminator. So, that would be my first step.
Okay.
And they'll see it and they'll know what to do, because it's a common thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Lindsay, you got something?
Okay.
We can't hear.
A recommendation for an exterminator?
That I don't off the top of my head, but there's a number of them out there, and just tell them your situation and they can address it.
All right. And you think it's probably ants?
My guess is it's ants, but it could be a number of things. It could be termites. It could be a lot of things.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate it. Take care, dear.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Let's see here. We got another. Oh, no. I got to take a break. Yelling in my ear, for God's sake. All right. We're going to take a break. More of your calls and texts next. 312-981-7200. It's House Smarts Radio on WGN.
That teenager you're raising or watching or helping could use some guidance, right? And you could use some help. You're not sure who they're hanging out with or what they're doing. They're not themselves, and you're worried. Do this. Click on yellowbrickprogram.com. Yellow Brick is in Evanston, and they guide young people. They help them to launch. At yellowbrickprogram.com, here's a tab for trauma recovery. There's one for substance abuse. Under core competences, they list specific things they work on: nutrition, exercise, time management, home management, personal self-care. Under adolescent services, they describe how each kid is different and how important early intervention is. Click through yellowbrickprogram.com and follow the Yellow Brick Road to Recovery. Click on Yellow Brick Program now.
Grandma Elizabeth, what's a weathermaker?
Colin, I think Grandpa Dick should answer that question.
Our family business is American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. And we're the 60-minute men. When we get a call for no heat, we promise to be there in 60 minutes or give the customer a free $60 gift card for the repair. We never charge for travel to their home or overtime, and we're so confident of our work that we can offer a lifetime warranty on our repairs.
That's how I met your grandfather, Colin. I had no heat on the coldest night, and American Weathermakers came to my rescue fast. I loved the company so much, I married your grandfather.
That's right, and we offer the best prices on repairs and new heating and air conditioning equipment every day.
Now I get it. American Weathermakers makes indoor weather. When I grow up, I want to be a weathermaker too.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll free
855-955-HVAC.
Or visit our website, AmericanWeathermakers.com.
Do you remember me?
Sure. You and your husband were moving to another home.
This is where we moved to.
It's beautiful.
Please, look at all the junk they left behind.
Point to what you would like to disappear, ma'am.
Well, let's start with that broken bird bath, that old swing set, and that nasty old yard furniture.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week. Just call us 90 minutes before you need us to be there.
Those broken tree limbs.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Live power wires, they don't look like much, but getting close to them can be dangerous. The only way to stay safe is to keep yourself and the tools you're using at least 10 feet from all power lines. ComEd cares about your safety, so before you get close to any live power lines, call 1-800-EDISON-1. ComEd. Powering lives.
On November 6th, you have the power to influence the course of politics by following the most comprehensive local political news online at chicagotribune.com/midterms.
Dave Plyer in for Lou Manfredini. It's House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN. Glad we have Jim and Mike in studio, because I wouldn't be able to help you at all in the next 2 hours. So thanks, guys, for being here.
Glad to be here.
It's been a tradition, Lindsay knows this too, that when I fill in for Lou, I always cater in a little breakfast for everybody because, you know, we're getting up early and getting down here and helping people out. But we also have some Bloody Marys, a little Bloody Mary bar, which you guys were drinking at the last question when we popped back into the commercial.
That did come out on the air.
It did come back in the commercial. Oops. Exactly. We want to thank our friends at Holtz in Park Ridge for doing that. Brad Doyle's here with us. Good morning.
Morning, Dave. I feel like a grizzled radio vet at this time. My third time here.
That is. Exactly right. You like the new studios here? Fabulous view.
It's a pretty nice view.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Tell folks a little bit about Holtz. You've been around a few years now?
Yes, it'll be 3 years at the end of October. Yeah. We're located in Uptown Park Ridge, about a block away from the Pickwick Theater, which is a lot of landmark that people know about. And we specialize in New Haven-style pizza, craft beer, and cocktails.
And you got brunch on the weekends, too.
We do. Brunch runs from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Saturday, Sunday. And we basically offer our full menu that we do during the week, and then plus about 15 kind of traditional breakfast items.
Now, for those who are familiar with Park Ridge, it's in the old Pines Menswear shop.
That's correct. It's kind of it's a pretty nice location for us to be in, because Pines was there for 60 years.
And a bank before that, right?
It was.
It was a bank before that, yeah.
When we remodeled the restaurant, we tried to keep a lot of the historical aspects of it. There's these beautiful terrazzo floors, and we redid the ceiling. So there's a really nice, you know, kind of the history of the building is really cool. And it's always nice to be able to tell people that's the space we're in, because it's a recognizable spot to everybody that was around there.
Absolutely. Yeah. My son went to homecoming weekend before last, and he wore my confirmation suit, which I bought from Pines. So there's my connection to your location,
awesome.
Holtz and Park Ridge. Real quick, you guys do, you guys kind of change up your cocktail menu all the time. And Monday's kind of the big switchover for fall and winter.
It is. We take a lot of pride in our cocktails. We feel, you know, it's different in the suburbs. Sometimes you're not able to find that in the city. A lot of times, you know, there's several restaurants that do craft cocktails, and it's something that we've really tried to focus on. We use a ton of homemade ingredients, and we put a lot of time and effort into the cocktails. And like you said, this Monday we're launching our fall and winter cocktails, and we always do a theme. We've done, you know, whether it's a movie or something else, we've done Rocky characters, Breaking Bad, Stranger Things, and then we thought we'd change it up a little bit for this one, so we're gonna do the 85 Bears.
Ooh, I like that.
So we're trying to think of something where there's really good nicknames and kind of a fun theme, and you know, that's something everybody can get around.
That's very cool. And that's HoltzParkRidge.com.
That is correct.
And again, on the corner by the Metra, right down the street from the Pickwick Theater.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Good time to do the Bears thing, by the way.
It's pretty good.
I mean, and we're in a bye week this week, but what a great game last
week. That's right. It's we've had some people say, oh, you should do the current one. So there's a little, but I think with the Super Bowl, I think that's still a team until this one does something like that. So
I'm going to plug a little something too, since we're talking Bears. Tomorrow at and it's my church, it's St. Juliana Parish in Chicago. Patrick McCaskey, who's the vice president of the Chicago Bears, is coming at 4 o'clock to talk to students and families about how to bring sports and faith together, because he's kind of in charge of that. One of the things he does for the Chicago Bears, besides his charitable outreach and so forth. So Pat McCaskey, 4 o'clock tomorrow at St. Juliana Parish in Chicago, and then go over to Holtz and have dinner.
There you go.
There you go. Brad, thanks so much for joining
thanks
us.
Thanks for having us
it.
Again, Dave. Appreciate
All right, 312-91-7200. More calls ahead on WGN.
Come on, let's face it. First impressions last a lifetime. And if you want your home to make a good one, you need a great front door. That's why you need to see the selection of fiberglass entry doors Tom just got in. They're stylish, and while they appear warm and inviting, they're also strong and protective. Fiberglass doors are also energy efficient. Don't wait until the weather turns bad to turn up your curb appeal. Make a statement now with a new front door. Another reason to head over to see what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
With our WGN Radio ecosystem,
WGN Radio is everywhere. Like WGNRadio.com. It's the daily record of all our shows and podcasts.
The WGN Radio app. Hear Blackhawks hockey and Northwestern Wildcat football and basketball right on your smartphone.
WGN Plus, our huge collection of podcasts for every taste and topic.
Or just tell your smart device, play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
The WGN Radio ecosystem.
Everywhere you are.
And you matter.
If you need out of your timeshare, if you tried calling the resort but they're not willing to work with you, if you tried selling it and found nobody wants to buy it, call Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team will get you out. It's a process, could be a long process, but they're going to be with you the whole way, and they're going to get you out, or they'll give you a full refund. 844-409-EXIT. Schedule a free consultation. They'll determine the right solution for you. 844-409-EXIT or timeshareexitteam.com.
Retire with confidence. Thursdays at 12:20 during the noon business hour here on WGN with Steve Bertrand and Chicago's retirement planning expert, Bill Geiger. GeigerWealth.com.
Grainberry, Grainberry.
This is Barb Harris for Grainberry Cereals. You may know that Grainberry is known for nutritious whole grains and natural antioxidants. But now, I'd like to tell you about new Grainberry cereals with remarkable Onyx. Onyx Black Sorghum was perfected at Texas A&M University. Its health benefits are remarkable, like neutralizing a full range of free radical threats to your body, from the sun's rays to normal digestion and everything in between. Not only more powerful antioxidants, Onyx helps control sugar metabolism in your body. It slows down the absorption of sugar into the bloodstream. And Grainberry Onyx has natural fiber grown within the plant itself, so you don't have to borrow fiber as some cereals do. Also, Grainberry pancake and waffle, cookie, brownie, and muffin mixes, all with remarkable Onyx. Time to give your body some real support. Grainberry with Onyx.
Available at your local Jewel, where they care about your health.
Grainberry, Grainberry.
All right, time to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Come on, let's face it. First impressions last a lifetime. And if you want your home to make a good one, you need a great front door. That's why you need to see the selection of fiberglass entry doors Tom just got in. They're stylish, and while they appear warm and inviting, they're also strong and protective. Fiberglass doors are also energy efficient. Don't wait until the weather turns bad to turn up your curb appeal. Make a statement now with a new front door. Another reason to head over to see what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
Thank you, Lindsay. All right, it's Dave Plyer in for Lou Manfredini this morning on House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN. Our resident experts, Mike Holmes from Creative Carpentry, Jim Sullivan from Tate Enterprises, also joining me today. Smart home is one of the ones that provides its homeowners with comfort, security, energy efficiency, low operating costs, and convenience at all times, regardless if anyone is home. And that includes your appliances, lighting, heating, air conditioning, TVs, computers, securities, and so much more. The Gadget Guy, the innovator, the innovation insider himself, Steve Greenberg, is a regular guest on the WGN Morning News and the Today Show. He's the man with the answers on what products are available, and to talk about getting your home connected and the whole smart home thing is Steve Greenberg. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, nice to have you back, pal. First, let's explain a little bit the basics on what a smart home or a connected home is all about.
Well, it's when the things that have been in our homes for years now have an internet connection. So now they're not only just controlling the air conditioning in your home as a thermostat might do, but it's also reporting back to your phone. You can now control, you know, your smartphone can now control it. You can now go to any computer, any device on the internet, anywhere in the world, and then get back to your own home and control window shades, heating, air conditioning, a whole host of things that are all connected to smart home. And I mean, everything from crock pots to refrigerators are all getting smart.
Now, smart home products are pretty much all DIY friendly, and they're easy to install. It kind of freaks people out a little bit when you talk about smart home and controlling stuff on your phone, especially for a little bit of an older generation. But it really, at the end of the day, as long as you have a smartphone to operate all these things, it does make life a lot easier, and it gives you great control over the things that's happening when you're nowhere near your home.
I mean, for me, it's become almost, I'd say not even a luxury, but a necessity. I travel so much for my work. I'm actually in Dallas right now. My homes are on the East Coast, and I can open locks, close locks. I mean, if I have a handyman coming to my home or a cleaning person, I can unlock the door from here, lock it for them. I can control the air conditioning or heat from here. It's just lighting. Everything can be controlled from anywhere. And it really does become something that's super valuable for anybody. Once you have it, you can't imagine not having it. It's like so many things.
We spend time over the summer up in Wisconsin, and you know, I'm always looking at the temperature in the house because sometimes my son may stay home while we go up there. But if nobody's home, like I've got the Nest for my thermostat, and you know, it'll drop the temperature, especially in the wintertime. It'll drop it to, you know, 65 degrees or 62 degrees. But I know as we start coming home or I'm at the airport and we land, I'm actually adjusting the temperature in my house from my phone, so when I get in there, it's comfortable. I mean, it's amazing what these things can do.
And you can set them up so that you don't even have to do it. It can be set up so that when it senses your phone is getting close to the house, like you're now within 5 miles, whatever the geofence is that you create, it will automatically start getting the house into a more livable temperature, either you know, air conditioning or heating-wise, get it to a comfortable temperature. So instead of saving energy like it was doing while you're away, it now knows to get it to a point where you'll be comfortable, so when you open that front door, it feels like the way it should. You don't have to sit there and keep your jacket on for an extra 45 minutes while you wait for the house to warm up. That's all happening automatically. So you don't even have to think of it at the airport, like, ooh, I better, you know, raise the temperature in the house. It knows, it sees, it senses your phone is within a certain distance, and it automatically starts happening.
Absolutely amazing. Let's first talk about thermostats. And I know there's so many different price ranges that you can get some of these things, but it almost makes no sense if you're replacing a thermostat to not get one that's for a smart home. Nest, is, of course, the big one.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, in the 1970s, they came out with programmable thermostats. And I read a study years later that something like 91% of people didn't program them. They still just ran them manually because it was a lot of work to program them. So you had all this, you know, the common sense of how a thermostat should be programmed was all going on, but nobody did it. Once smart thermostats came on, and especially Nest, which is like kind of the big leader in the pack, they all of a sudden, it all happened automatically. You could do it on your phone with an app. It became very simple, became very intuitive, and now everyone knows how to program it if you have a smart thermostat. So Nest is definitely one of the big leaders in this field. Another one that's very big is Ecobee. They have a couple that are really pretty amazing as well. They work really well with Alexa and with Google Home and all those things, which we can talk about later. And, of course, you know, Honeywell has their Lyric brand, which is pretty amazing, too. They've really stepped up. They saw that the competition was getting pretty serious, and Honeywell stepped up with a very solid thermostat as well.
And there's smoke detectors, too, that are tied into that. Smoke detectors, different brands, different type of product. What kind of smoke detectors are out there?
Well, again, Nest has one. It was actually another brand. I think it was called Netimo or something like that. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, Nest bought it, took it over, made it their own. And that's a really strong one in the front one. First Alert, Kitty, again, old names have all come in with new thermostats, smart smoke detectors, smart thermostats. And one that I've been using that I like a lot, it's called Leo, L-E-E-O. And this one, you just plug into any outlet, and it listens to your current smoke detector. So when your regular, not smart smoke detector goes off, it hears it, and then transfers that to your phone through the internet. So kind of that's a way of kind of upgrading your existing system without changing out your existing system.
See, Steve, once I got the Nest and started doing that in my house and on my smartphone, now I want everything. I want my front doors changed to secure. I want it's addictive now because now I feel it gives me a sense of comfort. And like you just said, like cleaning lady comes over or your kids are coming home and they forgot their keys. You can easily from your phone, you know, unset the alarm on one app and let them in on the other.
I can tell you in my own life, I at one point I thought, why do I really need that? Once you have it, all of a sudden you find yourself using it all the time. I mean, I'm the president of my condominium, so the main manager forgot his keys when he came to the building. I have an extra set in my apartment, but I was in California. I just unlocked my front door for him. He went in, got the keys. I locked it behind him. It's
he had a sandwich.
So seamless. It's incredible. No, I had my camera watching, so I made sure he grabbed
see,
a sandwich.
You know?
So it was all very above board.
But then we're talking about security, too. I mean, everything can be controlled as far as, you know, making sure doors are locked, doors are closed, if there's a door that's open. I mean, there's so many things you can do for that, even with cameras as well. But you don't need a key. It's almost like keyless entry into your house, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I walk up. Actually, my home, you can do it with your smartphone, so you can run it through your smartphone. I happen to have one of those pads, so I put in a code, and it opens the door for me. But what's nice is I can give that code to, let's say, a cleaning person, and then I can see when she comes to my house, when she leaves, because it'll send me an alert. If she no longer works for me, I can change the code. She can't get it anymore. It's like having a flexible key. It's wonderful.
Lighting, you can do it for lighting too. Turn light, buying the old fashioned timers for your house, for inside the house, outside your house. I mean, this is obviously something you can program and control from your phone as well.
And also, you can even change, of course, the color of the light. So if you want when you're home working, because I have a bunch of those lights in my house. Sometimes I want a white light when I'm sitting there working or cleaning up. Other times, you're having a little bit of a romantic dinner, you want to change the coloring, or you're watching television, you want to, add even like a purple color, sometimes it's just a little lighting in the background. You can do so many cool things with the color and temperature of the light. Again, just touching your smartphone, sliding a little dial around. One of them has a Philips Hue, has sort of like a big ring and with all the different colors of the rainbow. You just kind of touch where you want, and the light becomes that color. And it's simple. I mean, literally, one touch, and you go from yellow to purple or whatever you want.
Sure.
It's amazing. And it changes the whole vibe of that room without, bringing in a decorating service. Just touch it and it's done.
We actually have that in the studios here, too, which is really great based on the time of the day you're working here, too.
Exactly.
So if you want a little softer light, you can do that, too. There's so many. All of this is really green, so to speak. I mean, it's all saving energy and time in some way. But there's also some other green products that are out there as well. There's some filtration systems and there's some shower heads. Tell us a little bit about some of those items.
Or the whole slew in that department, because let's talk about the shower head. There's a shower head that will monitor how much water you're using. It'll let you know which kids are taking way too long showers and really tapping out the water system and others who are not. You can kind of keep track of it. You can say, look, it'll tell you how many gallons were used, how many gallons per minute. So you can then keep an eye on it. It'll send a warning to your phone letting you know that the shower's been on for too long or whatnot. So you, again, can control things like that. The Nest thermostat, again, is obviously a very green product, or any of the smart thermostats are very green because they know to lower the temperature when you're away and raise it when you come back in. That smartness is what makes it really smart, is that you're ultimately saving money and, of course, working on saving the planet, too, are the resources. So it's got a lot of good things going in that department. I'm trying to think what else is green.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, can you shut the water off if your son's taking too long of a shower? Can you shut it off?
I don't know.
On your phone?
No, the shower head doesn't do that, but it can do it with watering your lawn. The watering lawn ones, they actually look at the weather that's going on, and the system will say, uh-oh, there's going to be rain this afternoon. Why should I water my lawn today? And it'll cancel that program. It knows to monitor the weather, and when it sees that rain is in the next few hours, it doesn't allow it to water the lawn. So again, rather than watering the lawn and then have it rained on and wasting that money, it will automatically do that. And you don't have to touch it. It automatically knows to look at the local weather of your location.
But bottom line, Steve, when we're talking about all this stuff, and it might sound overwhelming to some people, this is not, it's not expensive. I mean, a lot of these things are almost run parallel to the cost. You know, some of them are a little bit more, but some of them run in parallel to the same cost of replacing what you were going to replace anyway. If you're going to replace this thermostat, you should replace it with something that is connected into your home or filtration system or your shower head or light bulbs and so forth. It's not as expensive as you think, and it's not as difficult as you think to operate all this stuff. You learn it pretty quickly.
The setup is, honestly, they really made it so that the setup for almost everything we're talking about here is pretty intuitive. I mean, it has a little instruction card, you've got an instruction book. It's usually just a couple of steps. It involves syncing the product up with your Wi-Fi, which, again, isn't that complicated. And once it's set up, it's seamless after that. I mean, to me, it's always like, oh, is this going to be a hassle? Because despite the fact that I'm in this industry, I'm still not the tech-savviest guy in the world. You know, I always say, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And that's the truth. And I've been able to set up Amazon, you know, I think Amazon and Alexa and Google Home are all great other devices to run a whole myriad of things, from just being a smart speaker so you can get music in your life to it can control. You can talk to those devices and control the lights, control the thermostat, all without getting off the couch at all, without reaching for your smartphones. They really make it easier and easier and easier to control all these devices without really taxing yourself, or just make it really seamless with your life.
Well, great insight to a lot of these products. I appreciate you joining us. Steve Greenberg, the Innovation Insider. And for more on Steve, you can visit stevegreenberg.tv. I'm sure we'll catch you soon on the WGN Morning News. I appreciate it, pal, and enjoy your Saturday.
I'm on WGN next week. I think on Wednesday I'll be there.
Oh, so very cool.
Tune in and catch me on the 7 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour.
Very cool. We'll catch you then. Thanks, Steve.
Great. Take care. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Take care. And you guys use a lot of this stuff, too. Jim, you said you're starting to dabble in a lot of this as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just like within the last 2 weeks, we've installed two Ring doorbells, some Ring security cameras. We've installed countless wireless thermostats, you know, Wi-Fi thermostats. I mean, it kind of takes a little bit of time for people to get comfortable with it, but... Like he said, some of the stuff it's actually cost savings. I mean, if you're considering a security camera system for your home, which you know a lot of people are, because when you watch the news and whatnot, and you see, okay, well, the best way to catch these people is we're looking for video from anyone's home. So if you're interested in that kind of system, you'll find that like adding a system like that is fairly inexpensive compared to a hardwired system.
Gotcha.
I've got all the same lights. You know, I can turn the lights on and off from my phone. I'm reluctant on some of it. We discussed before just for security reasons, but, you know, because of internet. But, I have the cameras. I have the alarm. I have all that through my phone.
Sam, we're all over 40. We know how to figure this out.
Yeah. I read a lot.
It really is meant for the DIYers.
Not you? Oh, not over 40.
Lindsay's
not you.
Not over 40.
All right. Do you have any smart home products in the house? Of course you do. You got to have some things. Oh, yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
Not too, I mean, we're not like super connected.
Yeah.
But
you're getting there.
Getting there.
Very cool.
It is cool.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to open up the phone lines again, 312-981-7200. And since we're talking about Wi-Fi thermostats, I'm going to give one away, an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing you to adjust the temperature of your home on your smartphone from American Weathermakers. The 60 Minute Men, call 855-955-HVAC. And we'll give it to the next caller, 312-981-7200. Next on 720 WGN. Serious music there, Lindsay.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
I like
kind
it.
Kind of into her right now.
I like
now.
It.
Has anyone seen the big movie, Mm-mm. A Star Is Born?
No, Dean gives it like he thinks. I heard his reviews yesterday, or I saw him on WGN TV, and he said, as of right now, best movie of the year.
Oh,
look at that.
Blue side
Bradley
too,
Cooper in there, like, too.
Even over Venom. I thought Venom was going to be the big one.
Venom?
That's what everybody was saying.
Venom. Really?
There's another one. I did hear that, too.
There's another one that he liked with... Robert Redford? Was it Robert Redford?
Yeah,
is it Robert
Redford?
Man with a gun. Old man with a gun?
Yeah, is it Redford? No, it's not Redford, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Robert Redford, yeah. Last movie that he's going to make, he says.
I remember seeing him on, was it Rod Sterling's Night Gallery? He was...
Really?
He played Death. Oh. He was like in his 20s or something.
Wow.
Young, good-looking guy.
Look at that.
A long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. Twilight Zone or Night Gallery?
Maybe Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it was maybe Twilight Zone. Yeah, exactly. We're going to take a call here. Let's do that. How about that? Christina, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning to you all. Thank you for taking my call. Great show. Thank you so much. I have a question about gutter guard. One of the previous callers were asking, and you mentioned they are good and bad, but we didn't go to the details. Can you maybe comment or some kind of recommendations about, you know, which one you will recommend, which not to use? I will appreciate.
Well, the ones I was saying that are not so great are the ones like you'll see at some of the big box stores that homeowners install. There's one that's like a foam board almost that you stick in the gutter, and then another one that's a PVC clip that goes on top, and both of those tend to collect leaves and they stick into it, so it's still a problem. It may let the water pass, but you still get the leaves.
But if you're going to make more of an investment like on your gutters and really spend a little bit of money so that lasts for much longer, you want to use, you know, spring rock gutters is a good recommendation.
Spring rock
gutters, or Leaf Guard. Leaf Guard's a great one as well. And if you're just doing inserts, you could do a gutter brush.
Okay.
Or gutter stuff.
Okay, thank you. And those ones, do you have to like just put on top, or you have to like secure by screw or something like that?
Well, the gutter brush and the gutter stuff is usually something that just inserts into your gutter, but the other ones require someone to install.
Right.
It's usually a replacement. A lot of them are a replacement. Like, it's the whole gutter assembly. It's not just the gutter.
Not a cap on it.
Right. Oh, so you have to. Okay.
Some.
Probably when you put a new gutter, that at the same time you can use one of those.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? The Leaf Guards or the. And they are like a plastic or like a metal?
No, they're usually aluminum.
Aluminum. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Can I ask another? Thank you so much. Can I ask another question?
Sure, why not?
Thank you. About cement patio, last year we washed with pressure washer, and after that it's a little like a rough and losing like a sand. Do you recommend like to be sealed by some kind of coating or something?
Well, you can seal them. The power washing, you may have gone a little too hard on the power washing, or the mix may not have been correct. It almost sounds like the top layer washed off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can, I'm not positive, but I believe you can polish it down so it's smooth again and then use a sealer on it.
Okay. Is some kind of seal you recommend it?
You just want a quality concrete sealer. It'll penetrate the pores of the concrete and it feeds the water off because concrete's porous, so you'll get moisture in it and, you know, that can aid to its failing just because it expands and contracts with the winter. But it sounds like the power washing was either a little too strong or the mix of the concrete was maybe off.
Yeah, okay. So I can buy that any like seal systems at like any of those big box stores?
Yes.
Do you recommend any brand? Or
I don't have any off the top of my head because it's not something I normally do.
Sure. Oh, okay. But just go to the store and whatever they recommend it to you, right?
Yeah.
Christina, hang on the line. Lindsay will take your information for that April Air Wi-Fi thermostat. We'll get that to you. That's from American Weathermakers.
Wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Christina.
You
sure. Absolutely. All right. We're going to give away a couple things in the next hour. How about that? I'm going to do that. I'm just in a giving mood today. We're going to do a 3-room carpet cleaning from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. We're also going to give a $50 gift card for Holtz of Park Ridge. You brought some goodies in for us today to feed the crew and our engineers and our staff. So we'll do that after the news next on 720 WGN. Dave Plyer in for Lou this morning. I'm not on my show tonight. I'm taking the night off. Domati, are you filling in for me too tonight?
Yes, I am.
I think you are. Are you with somebody tonight?
I actually forgot. Jerry Nunn. Yes,
Jerry
2 a.m. to 5 a.m. I'm playing the role of Dave Plyer tonight.
Thanks for taking that on, my friend.
I'll send you
some history stuff for Dave Schwann, too.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Because he'll be in the morning. Well, I'll be back co-hosting. It's kind of crazy. So I'm not doing my show, but I'm doing everybody else's show. I'll be co-hosting WGN Nightside next Friday. with two of the stars of NBC's Chicago Fire, Chris Stolte, he plays Mouch, and David Eigenberg, who you also know from Sex and the City. So I'm going to be co-hosting with these two guys next Friday.
Well, that's exciting.
It is fun. And then on my show next week, Bob Newhart's going to be back on. He's going to be on the last season of Big Bang Theory, and so he's going to chat with me a little bit about that. Rich Svengoolie-Coase will be with me. And then other guests this month include Jamie Lee Curtis on the 40th anniversary of Halloween. It's October. You got to talk about that. Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond has a new ABC series, Single Parents. And then late night Saturdays around Halloween, we're going to talk about all the haunted places in and around Chicago. So there's a lot of great stories there, too. So join me on my show, The Dave Plyer Show, on Saturday and late nights. So there you go. Dave Plyer in for Lou Manfredini. House Smarts Radio here on 720 WGN, along with Mike Holmes from Creative Carpentry and Jim Sullivan from Tate Enterprises. Got a text here for Lindsay that says, really likes the music you're playing.
What?
Congratulations to you. Nice work.
Oh, thank you. That's like my favorite part of the show.
is doing the music part.
That's awesome. Hello.
I thought we got to answer a question.
Oh, that was pretty fun.
And that too. The gutter stuff was good. Yeah. A lot of sports on the station today. We got Northwestern Wildcats with Dave Ennett at 10:30, and then later at 6:30, got the Blackhawks tonight. Look at that. Hockey's back, baby.
Yeah, it's that time.
I love it. We're going to take a couple calls here. 312-981-7200. What did I promise to give away in the last half hour? We're going to give away a three-room carpet cleaning, which is very cool. We'll do that first. Then we got a $50 gift card for Holtz in Park Ridge, who were nice enough to bring our crew some breakfast this morning. So first we'll take Caroline, calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. How are you, Caroline? Oh, you there, Carolyn?
You all
there
the
you
time.
Are. Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I loved your show. You guys are great on Sunday morning. Okay, I am having two bathrooms redone, and they talked about Harvey board, which is the waterproof boarding once they get down to the studs. My question is, are there different types of Harvey board?
Well, Harvey board's a brand. There's different types of cement board.
Like is that what that. It is, a cement board?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a tile backer,
yeah.
Essentially.
So is that your question? Is just are is there different kinds?
Yeah, so quality, or are they pretty much equal?
For the most part, they're equal. It has a lot to do, I think, with the installation too. Because even you want to waterproof it all before you tile it,
right?
And use the right fasteners for it. So I mean, it's a system. And there's just different companies that make it, yes.
I'm a firm believer, though, that if you're going to hire a tile company and they want to install Hardy board, and that's what they normally use, I would let them install that.
Yes.
I wouldn't try and second-guess them and suggest they use a different product, because at the end of the day, the tile is only good as the installation, and if your guy doesn't want to warranty it because he had to use it, you asked him to use a different product than they normally do, then I wouldn't get involved in that.
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure,
I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for the call, Carolyn. Appreciate it. You too.
Thanks.
Bob, let's see here. Bob, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent. Deck paint versus, what's your question?
Well, I'm helping a friend redo her deck. We're trying to freshen up a house. The deck was probably painted 15, 18 years ago. It's still in good shape. It's a covered deck. Doesn't get a lot of sun. And what is the difference between deck paint and versus other, like an Elgin paint, or what would be better on the deck?
So typically,
it's a porch, actually.
Sure. So typically, I always say you really shouldn't be painting exterior wood, particularly decks. Typically, you're going to stain it. And I always explain the difference in the two between paint covers, stain absorbs. So when you cover wood on the outside, what happens is you're essentially putting, you know, think of a sheet over it, and it doesn't allow the wood to breathe very well, which over time will not only make the wood rot out faster, but the paint won't last as long either because you've put something over the top of it. So usually it's recommended that you're going to stain the deck or the patio or whatever, or porch or whatever it is. And they make full body stains, they make semi-translucent stains, but typically it's a stain, not a paint.
But this has already been painted, correct?
It's already been painted, and quite frankly, I live in an age-restricted community, so this would probably help a lot of other people, too. We can't afford to, you know, sand it down and take the paint off, so now we're looking to freshen the house, or, you know, freshen our houses and the like, and how do we, you know, what would be, if we have to paint, what's the difference between a deck paint versus, like, an Elgin or something like that?
Well, deck paint is obviously designed to go over pressure treated, and that's a big thing because there's a chemical and there's moisture in that wood. So when you're going to go over a pressure treated, I recommend the decking paint. If it's cedar or redwood, then you're a little more flexible. But what I would really recommend is if you can take a small piece of that existing paint and bring it to one of your paint stores, Benjamin Moore or someone, Sherman Williams, they might be able to tell you a little bit more about what's on there because you want to use the right product if you're going to go over the existing, if that makes sense.
Okay. Oh, all right. That helps. Hey, okay, well, thank you very much.
Hey, Bob, since you're helping your friend out, how about if we give you a gift card, $50 gift card to Holtz of Park Ridge? Go have dinner and enjoy yourself.
That'd be fabulous. Thank you.
All right, we'll put you on hold, Bob. Thanks so much. All right, we're going to take more of your calls and texts, 312-981-7200. We're also going to be talking about getting your grill ready for cold weather with Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill, and we're going to give away a Weber Grill in the next 10 minutes here on 720 WGN. Dave Plyer in for Lou here on 720 WGN's House Smarts Radio. This hour is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by Ace Hardware. So, colder weather is just around the corner, but backyard grilling never ends as firing up the grill has become a year-round tradition. Even in the coldest climates, it just involves a little more clothing, a little better planning. And joining us is the guy who's going to break it all down for us, as he does throughout the year, and that's Kevin Coleman, Weber's Grillmaster. Good morning, Kev. Oop, hold on. We got him. Do we have him back on? Hold on. Stand by, everybody. You guys grill in the summertime or in the wintertime?
All year.
Yes, I do too. That's the first thing I tell my son in the backyard if he's the one doing the shoveling is please shovel a path to the grill for me, would you please? Good morning, Kev.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you? Are you traveling today? Where are you at?
We are at home. I'm actually, I have a brisket on right now. I periodically get auctioned off for live auctions for charities around the Chicagoland area. So tonight I have a meal that I have to do at a home for a group of about 12 people. So it's going to be a fun night. And then we're going to watch a little bit of fighting later.
I like it. Very cool. Very, very cool. Well, fall and winter weather well on their way here. What are some tips to get your grill ready for some colder climates?
Well, one thing for sure is start moving it a little bit closer to your doors. You might have it a little bit farther out now because you want to enjoy more of the patio where you can get it a little bit closer to your house. That way you're not going to be going out as far. Also, you want to, you know, open up the lid, take the grates out, take the flavorizer bars out, take, you know, even with a charcoal grill, take the grates out, look inside, get all that debris and schmutz out of it, so that way come springtime, if you're not going to be doing much grilling over the fall and winter time, you're going to be set and ready to go and have minimal amount of work and have a lot more fun come the nicer weather.
You know, one of those things that a lot of people forget about, especially as you get into colder weather, is the fact that you got to check your fuel, because you don't want to be out there in 20 degree weather lighting up a grill and realizing halfway through you got nothing left.
Dave, it sounds a little bit like you have some experience in that.
Yeah, I do. That's why I have a gas line to my grill now, because now I don't have to worry about it. No, it's funny, though. Actually, I just did that a couple years ago, but every year I still panic about it, forgetting that I've got that hose going to the grill now.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing you want to keep track of is have a tank in the wintertime, especially if you're going to be grilling. Make sure you have two tanks. That way, just in case you run out or you're getting a little bit close, you can always have that second one ready to put on the grill and continue to get grilling. And that's one great tip no matter where you are. It happened to me. I was driving down a tailgate for 40 people down at Soldier Field on the Waldron deck, forgot a tank, had to pull off right off Congress and find a Walgreens and rent one. So, you know,
yeah.
Fuel is a very important thing.
Extremely critical, extremely critical. Also, in the cold weather, and I got one of these last year, is an iGrill. So you don't have to stand outside and freeze your tail off while you're grilling in the snow, in the rain, whatever it might be. Tell folks what this iGrill does.
The iGrill is a Bluetooth thermometer that monitors your food. So basically you take the thermometer, you plug it into your food, it sends a wireless Bluetooth signal to your phone, and so anything that you're going to be cooking outside, you can program into the phone, and it will tell you exactly when it's done. So to your point, you don't have to be outside in the cold and in the elements, unless come holiday time you want some peace and quiet. Then you can go out and actually monitor the grill a little bit, but it does all of that for you, which makes your life so much easier, and especially come Thanksgiving time and the holiday season where you're going to be doing turkeys and roasts and other things. This is essential to making sure that food comes out perfect.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes you want to go out for a drink or a cigar while you're grilling. I get that 100%, but when it's 10 below zero and you want to throw open the grill, you have, absolutely want to have that.
Doesn't the food taste better if you suffer a little, though?
I think...
There's a little bit of that pain for the pleasure. Yes, sir, there is.
I think you're right. I have a neighbor that never covers their grill. They don't have a grill cover on it, whatever, and they've got a beautiful Weber grill. It just aggravates. Like, I want to go buy him a grill cover. That's one thing you really got to do because, I mean, obviously, having a grill cover on there, you're going to be able to maintain this thing and have it for years to come.
Yeah, that's one thing that people ask, do I need it? Is it essential? I think it is because I don't like to clean my grills all the time, especially the outside of them. And the more that they're out in the elements, the more that you're going to have to clean them, especially stainless steel. It can be a challenge at times to keep that clean. And so by keeping a grill cover, especially now you're getting into the fall, leaves are falling, you've got snow eventually going to be coming, it's so much easier just to pull the cover off grill and then put it back on than have to continue to clean the snow off of it and leaves and debris. And myself, I'd rather spend more time grilling and having a cocktail than worrying about getting out there and cleaning because the grill isn't looking pristine.
And never grill in the garage. I see that sometimes, too. That just seems ridiculously dangerous to me.
Yeah, yes. Never grill inside. Never grill in an enclosed area. We don't want to have any carbon monoxide poisoning or any of that stuff. So, yes, keep it outside, fully vented, and make sure you're staying safe.
It's not against vinyl siding either.
Yeah, try not to do that anywhere near that too. That's absolutely
seen a lot
right.
of that.
I'm sure you had a lot of replacements.
I always think if you don't want to grill hamburgers, hot dogs, ribs, that kind of stuff in the winter time like that, yeah, I get that. That kind of makes sense. But if you've never grilled a turkey or grilled a ham or any of that kind of stuff in the winter time, it really is really well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think of it in the winter time. I almost think of it as a second oven out there. So if you're hosting,
totally,
and you've got other stuff you need to cook in the oven, and you're trying to figure out, you know, or trying to help your wife figure out how all that's going to get cooked at the same time, the grill is there, and it's like I said, I think of it as a second oven out there.
Kevin always talks about a turkey on the grill for Thanksgiving, and you're going to join me for Thanksgiving because I'm filling in for Steve Cochran. We'll talk about grilling and smoking a turkey outside. But you also do a brown bag apple pie that I always like to talk about. Like, that's an easy thing to do on the grill, right?
Yeah, that's something that's really easy for folks to do. And I'm like you guys, I want to be outside, especially come Thanksgiving, where my turkey, my mac and cheese, green bean casserole, my pies are on. And so that's one way to do your apple pies. Is even if you're not going to make it fresh and you're buying something that they've made in the store, put it in a brown paper bag, get it over the indirect heat, meaning there's no heat source underneath it, and that will brown and keep the moisture in, and that will be, I guarantee you, the best apple pie you've ever made. And it's something, even if you don't want to do it on the grill, which I know is sacrilegious, you can also do that in the oven. It's going to give you that same result.
But that's a really great point, Jim. I mean, you're using that grill as an extra oven, especially in the holiday time.
Yeah, for sure. Especially that, like I said, I mean, it just, your mind thinks meat on the grill, and like I said, and just to have that
you
extra,
can do other things out there.
Absolutely.
It's also tailgating season. Talk to us a little bit about the Weber Q, because we've got one to give away.
Yeah,
we've got a cue to give away, and this is where it comes in handy because the weather's starting to get a little bit colder. And the one thing that I really appreciate is Weber being a Chicagoland company, we test grills in all types of weather. And the cue is one of those grills that, because of that porcelain enameled cast iron grate, it retains heat extremely well. So no matter what weather you're in, cold or warm, it is going to put out some amazing food for you. And it's so efficient that I've cooked on three of those cues for 110 people at Soldier Field. So it's one of those things that might not look like it's the biggest monster in the world, but it produces some monster flavor and some monster results.
And we were talking about the fact that it also has a ton of colors available too. So there's purple. I mean, they're not exactly branded for your favorite team, but you can get your favorite color, like purple for Northwestern football. You can get orange for the Bears. There's all kinds of colors available. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the seventh caller, 312-981-7200, the seventh caller to win a Weber Q grill, and you can choose the color as well. Lindsay will get that from you as well. So the seventh caller, 312-981-7200, we're going to give away a Weber Q grill. And you've told me a million times, this is the biggest tip you've ever given me. Don't peek at the food and opening the lid, because looking ain't cooking.
That's exactly right. Looking ain't cooking. Have more fun. Use the iGrill Bluetooth thermometer. Spend more time enjoying your friends and drinking some fun libations and less worrying about the food that's being cooked on the grill.
Very cool. We'll do something Thanksgiving morning. We'll talk about turkey sides and all that good stuff as well.
Perfect. Sounds good, Dave. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill, and for more information, go to Weber.com. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. We'll see you.
All right, see you, pal. All right, Lou Manfredini will be back next week, but he's also going to be back out at Fox Home Center in Alpsip on Saturday, October 20th from 7 to 10. You don't want to miss this. He'll be answering your questions live with complimentary breakfast, refreshments, including coffee and mimosas. See, you're doing mimosas. I did bloodies this morning, so you're going to have some cocktails there. I love that. A goodie bag for the first 300 attendees, a prize wheel loaded with awesome prizes, live music, and tons of parking. These events are a blast. Fox Home Center is your one-stop shop for making your dream home a reality. You have to see this place to believe it. You'll find everything you need for a complete kitchen or bathroom remodel to create your outdoor oasis. From a huge selection of an in-stock premium decking. What did I say about the bathroom and outdoors?
Sure.
Wait a second. It was a bath remodel to creating your outdoor oasis. From a huge selection of in-stock premium decking and fencing, the lighting, tiles, cabinetry, and more, Fox Home Center stocks the widest selection, the latest trends too. So plan to see Lou and Lindsay out at Fox Home Center on Saturday, October 20th, sponsored by Everlife Luxury Vinyl Flooring by MSI, Shiloh Cabinetry, and Frankie Sinks. Home Fox Center is at 1150 South Cicero in Alsip, with plenty of parking. Visit foxhomecenter.com. Chores or repairs,
it's getting
outside.
Nice out. It's not too
it's,
bad
it's a little right sunny, but I mean, somebody gave us kind of a really bad kind of weather system coming in here for the weekend. Oh, it's Tom Skilling, everybody.
Guys, how are you?
How are you, buddy?
I am doing well. This is my first time down to the new
is it really?
Ours
too?
So this is the first
Isn't
tour
this,
for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this place
is this
amazing
a beautiful
or
view?
What? What a view.
Yeah.
Folks, I wish we could bring you up here and show you what this looks like. You guys have an incredible view. I talk to Ro every day.
Sure, of course.
And he and Anna have talked about what a beautiful view it is. I'll tell you what I'm down here for. We're doing a podcast for the Weather Geeks.
Cool.
Podcast at the Weather Channel. So we're going to hook up with Atlanta in a production studio here.
Oh, cool.
And record a podcast.
Nice.
So yeah, it really is. But Dave,
Did you see Ro's office? Because I think his liquor cart might be locked up.
Oh, is that right? Darn! I was hoping for an early little. I wasn't.
Right there. It's like right there.
I know.
You can almost touch it.
I know. You know what? I can't get over the views here.
Yeah.
But the doors in this place, my gosh, you could keep an army out of here.
Yeah.
They're
almost twice as heavy as at the old place.
Quite secure.
Yeah, they are very secure. Absolutely. So I see we have a little break in the system and some sun peeking through, but I mean, the rain's going to continue.
Right? You did bring the sun. I wish I could take credit for that.
I noticed it got a little bit brighter right when you walked in.
Yeah. I learned a long time ago, we have nothing to say about it. Mother Nature will do what Mother Nature is going to do. But it is kind of nice. I see all the joggers here getting ready for the marathon outside. Boy, we've got a crew. What, 45,000, I think, from around the world? And for marathon weather, I would imagine the marathoners will be happy at the fact that It's relatively cool tomorrow.
Mid to low 60s, right?
Yeah. And a little northeast wind here coming off the lake.
But the rain might be a little bit of a
pain. There could be some rain around. Yeah. And I don't think we've seen the last of it. This system is going to deliver its rain in kind of waves. So we have a little break in the waves right now. And there'll be many dry hours mixed in over the weekend. So it's not a total wash.
I didn't mean to put you to work.
No, that's all right. It's so nice to see all
nice
of you.
Nice to see you, too.
It's such a great voice.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's Tom Skilling, for God's sake. Of course.
I'll tell you something. I I'm always amazed. I figured when you were on television, people would see the ugly face and recognize you that way.
Yeah,
but you'll face be standing radio, in line and talking to the cashier, and they'll say, "Wait a minute, that voice." Yeah. You know,
where's that coming from?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
They had Jim on TV.
Is that right, Jim?
Well, Jim's got a very
You both are very handsome.
They put him right back on the radio. Oh, stop! You're embarrassing.
You know, though, Dave, I've discovered we both have the same hairline.
Yes, we do.
Which is no hairline at all. I know. But the maintenance is easy.
They say God made two kinds of head. The imperfect one he covered with hair.
Nice. Wow. That's like getting insulted at 9:50 in the morning. You know, you talk about the views here. The camera shots that you see behind, like Micah and Joe, are from the cameras here. In the windows here.
Isn't
so that camera
that...
is the one of Navy Pier right here.
You know, I love that shot, too, because it shows the Chicago River. And you see the boats heading out there, coming in off the lake.
Yeah.
And there's the Ferris wheel from Navy Pier doing its thing. It's a beautiful city, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
It really is quite amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. You know what? I got to tell you something. Tom Skilling's here to answer your question, Victor, on finishing your basement. good morning, Victor. How are you?
This I got to hear.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Victor.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I can take your quick question. What is it, Victor?
Hey, so what I'm trying to do is I have a smoke detector. The conduit to the smoke detector keeps dripping. I believe it's condensate. It only happens certain times of the year down the smoke detector, and it's shorting it out. And I was trying to think of the best way to either mitigate that or to eliminate that. Do I need to redirect the conduit somehow? Or
did you say it was in your basement? Did I hear something about a base?
So there's. I have it's one in the attic is getting it, or the second floor is getting it, and then there's one. I think that conduit runs all the way down to the basement. There's a smoke detector that's also getting it.
Most likely, the way to address it is if in your attic, if you go up in your attic, you probably see the pipe for that smoke detector. If you can see it, there's your problem. You want to cover that with insulation because you're getting that cold air in the attic, and that's what gets the pipe cold and condensation gets into it and starts dripping down the pipe. So go up in the attic, cover any of the conduit with insulation.
Thanks, Victor, for the call. Tom Skilling, thank you, man, for stopping by and saying hello.
Thanks for having me in. Guys, you perform a real public service here.
Well, these two do.
And you do, too.
Well, I do it for fun.
Nice to meet all of you.
Nice to meet you, Tom.
Happy weekend here, guys. Marathon weekend.
Stay dry, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care.
Good to you, too.
All right, guys. All right, we'll be right back. All right, so we have had the pleasure of having Mike Holmes with Creative Carpentry and Jim Sullivan in here. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us this morning.
Hey, thanks for an interesting day.
And a little bit about your business again and your website, Mike. We'll start with you.
Creative Carpentry Remodelers, Inc. We're out of Bolingbrook, creativecarpentry.net, and we're out in the Bolingbrook area.
Okay, and Jim?
Jim with Tate Enterprises. We're in the Hinsdale area. We're at 630-986-0855. Website, tateent.com.
And on the Dave Plyer Show on Facebook, I'm not in tonight. Doma T is in for me with Jerry Nunn. He'll be on late night tonight. I'll be back hosting WGN Nightside this Friday. With two of the stars of NBC Chicago Fire, Chris Stolte, who plays Mouch, David Eigenberg, who you also know from Sex and the City. I'll also have on my show next week Bob Newhart, Rich Coase, who is Fenghouli, and coming up in the next month, Jamie Lee Curtis on the 40th anniversary of Halloween, Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond on his new show, Single Parents on ABC. We'll talk Halloween and so much more.